This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Breakfast Podcast. Listen live every Saturday morning from 7 till 9 on Australia's only gay and lesbian community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, David Harris and Save the Last Dance on Breakfast. Without the Beck, it's Leany and Luke. It's 27 past 8 on your Saturday morning. Lots of rain installed today, around about 24. Tomorrow, 19 and sunny for Pride, so you'll be right.
It's going to be perfect.
Go down and march, or just watch at Pride March. Last week had a fabulous encounter with a wonderful workshop called Unite, which was hosted by Also. It was intergenerational multicultural workshop, and Gemma, who is the Youth Services Project Officer, is here to talk to us about it. Gemma, tell us about Unite.
Okay, well, back in 2009, I went over to Copenhagen to attend IGLIO, which is the International Gay and Lesbian Youth Organisation. And they actually had an intergenerational dialogue workshop, very similar. So I brought the idea back and I spoke to AGMC, the Australian Gay Multicultural Council, the minus 18, and we decided they would have a go at it and try to bring the generations of the gay and lesbian GLBTIQ alphabet soup community together to have a bit of a chat about what it means to be multicultural, young, and also older and queer.
That sounds amazing, Gemma. And how did it go? Were you happy with how it all panned out?
Well, yes, we had some amazing speakers, including Leany, who came to speak for us. I think we had around, I would say, over 80 people altogether.
That's incredible.
Yeah, young people and older adults. And it was just an amazing turnout.
That's you must be thrilled. That's a really, really positive way to start.
It is, yes. I was completely blown away. And it just really brought about, a lot of the speakers and participants said that the feelings and the experiences that it created was really meaningful to them, and they had some quite rare exchanges between the different generations. So I think something really amazing happened over that weekend, and hopefully it will continue.
Gemma, are you able to share with us some of the conclusions that came out of those discussions?
Well, what we did is we talked about different issues. We talked about religion, racism and discrimination, disability, coming out and family and the kind of relationships we have, human rights, and also we touched on trans and gender racial stereotyping. From the workshops, we found that the young people were really interested in talking about, I guess, human rights. Like, what is human rights? How do we engage in activism over here? I guess one example is, you know, the Equal Love Rally. A lot of young people are very keen to hear, I guess, how we're choosing to have our relationships and what's going to be next in the next coming couple of years, if we're going to need to fight even more. And the other discussion, feedback from Sally Goldner, was that a lot of the adults and younger people were just having some great discussions around trans and gender stereotyping, and they were really open to hearing about how people express themselves and the difficulties for, you know, for older trans activists and young ones, and what we kind of need to work on together.
Yeah, fantastic. So, I mean, you've mentioned, obviously, that there is probably the intention to have more of these workshops, and clearly from what you've discovered on the day, that there is a need.
Yes. Well, basically, we just wanted to provide an opportunity for a whole group of people to come together and have a bit of a discussion and to exchange their ideas and perspectives. And from that, it's just really shown that unless you're involved in a group that has such a broad range of ages, you might not even meet someone who's older and queer, maybe was around, I don't know, 40, 50 years ago,
yeah,
and who's you know, who've made a difference. So we've got some amazing leaders within the gay and lesbian community, and some of the young people haven't yet met them.
Of course. And it sounds like you've really provided an opportunity for them to meet up, and then hopefully that'll continue to expand and evolve.
Yes. And of course, afterwards, we had a huge dance party with Minus 18 and had a lot of performance from AGMC, from their United Dance Party. So we managed to celebrate at the end even more.
Well, I've always said, what's a workshop without a dance party?
Exactly.
So, Gemma, if people are interested in learning more about your future workshops, because clearly that, well, hopefully that's on the cards.
Yeah.
How do they learn more about ALSO?
They can always visit our ALSO website, also.org.au, and we'll be doing an update with all the amazing photographs that came through from the workshop last weekend.
Thanks so much for your time, Gemma.
Thank you. I hope you guys stay dry.
Thanks so much.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Beck and Leany. Luke. Oh, Beck and Leany. Oh, silly girl.
Well, it's Beckless Breakfast. It's easy to make the mistake, Leany.
Yes, but you don't have breasts. And both of Beck and I have large ones.
That's true. And you're both beautiful.
Thank you so much. You're on Beckless Breakfast with Luke and Leany. Luke, as a co-host today, probably for the very first time.
It is. First time ever on Beckfast. I'm so loving it.
Well, you can tick off your first interview, mister.
I know. That. And how interesting. What a great workshop.
Absolutely. It was really great to be a part of it.
I bet.
You're on Joy 94.9. Here's Paramore and The Only Exception.
Thanks for listening to a Beckfast podcast. Tune in live every Saturday morning from 7 till 9 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.